Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And that goes to our great truckers that are out there, the men and women out on the roads delivering the cargo, coast to coast, border to border, and a special shout out to our first responders that are in the middle of the recovery and attempted rescue effort down there in Surfside, Florida. Thoughts and prayers go out to them. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
We want to get right on what happened last night in Syria. The United States apparently has fired upon a couple of targets where it looks like drones had been operating going against our troops and the Iraqi forces in Iraq as well as parts of Syria. We took out the drone operation, it looks like, from what we're seeing right now, correct?
Two in Syria and one in Iraq, so they were three targets. These were precision operations. The Iranian-backed militias were Qatif Hezbollah, which is this should have been taken out a long time ago, mm-hmm. and Qatif Sayyid al-Shahuda. They say this was in retaliation for the operation against our forces in Iraq in February. Well, why are we waiting until now? But anyway, there were three of them. And I think that there were four killed in one of the targets in Syria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, as we talked about off the air, this could be a little bit of wagging the tail of the dog, if you will, because Joe Biden took it on the chin for a lot of what took place in his recent overseas trip.
Well, not only that, but it's also because of his backing out of the infrastructure. They come to an agreement on the infrastructure bill, and then he goes, well, he's not signing it unless he gets the other one. So that took a whopping 2 hours for the White House to screw that up. And then, of course, you know, the whole southern border problem. So his numbers are tanking, and I think this was an effort to clean something.
Let's go to one of our favorite question askers on the telephone, Mr. Mike in Clearwater. What's your question for Denise?
Good morning, Denise. How are you, ma'am?
Good. Thank you.
I, in my home here, I use both a PC and a Mac, and one story that was never just kind of quietly mentioned, but it never really made it to the forefront, is that I guess somebody hacked into CVS Caremark, which is probably the nation's largest pharmacy benefit manager, and over a billion or so records were either exposed or possibly stolen. Now, I think the problem is with Windows, because I don't know, you know, Denise, if you use a Windows or a Mac, the Windows operating system, every so many days, an update comes down. But with the Mac operating system, you know, you might see an update once every few months. Certainly nothing like what you see with Windows. So I think that this cyber security threat is one of the biggest problems that we have. And, you know, if they can break in and steal a billion records, I hate to say it, folks, but they could probably break in and steal just about anything. And it would not surprise me if at some point in the future they, you know, never mind messing with the grid, but, you know, they successfully do break into the Pentagon computers and take God only knows how many classified. They've already done that. So, you know, you know it's around the corner. They can do it again. So I just want your thoughts on that, Denise. Thank you so much.
All right, go ahead.
Excellent question, and I, like you, use a Windows machine and a Mac machine. In fact, I've got two Mac machines. And, you know, I trust the Mac more than I do the Windows machine. When it comes to CVS, the database belonging to CVS Health was not password protected. What's at issue here is the federal government has thrown an awful lot of money at agencies and systems to harden their systems to hacks. But 99% of the hacks come through email, because somebody opens up an email, and as soon as they open up an email from somebody that's unknown or they think they may know them, that's where the malware kicks in, and then they worm their way in through there. The other piece is that CISA, which was created under Trump. Are we going to break?
Yep, hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and I'll be right back with more to answer Mike's question. And, boy, we got a lot of stuff going on tonight, so fear not. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds And if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Let me tell you about Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Now, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, and sadly, that's no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy, the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, to the program. She's written three great go-to books for grade school kids, and they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Check it out for your children and grandchildren. An absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too. And don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And we're going to finish answering Mike's question. Go ahead.
Yeah, to kind of elaborate on this, there are an awful lot of resources out there for cities, towns, states, private business, regardless of their size, on defensive measures and hardened measures to keep from being hacked. And it is really, we've gotten to the point now where it's inexcusable that these hacks happen at all. Now, I would say that these hackers, you know, they're getting, I read an awful lot of these. They're very savvy. They can take, you know, as long as 2 or 3 years in order to break into something. But, you know, in that 2 or 3 years, the information officers, which is in a lot of corporations, is a regular position title now. They need to be working at this much harder. They had kind of a quasi breach out there in California in their water system. I don't know what, last week or 10 days ago. So, and then we little people out here, you know, if you get a strange looking email or, you know, look at everything carefully. And before you decide you're going to open up an email, you can never tell what could be happening to you. So it's really everybody's fault here that this even happens. But I would say that Microsoft and their Office suites they need to be more aggressive and more assertive in their protections of their systems.
Well, one of the things that I see all the time, and I get it all the time, and I block it all the time, is, did you get your stimulus check, your 16-16-32, or your 1947.12, or whatever crazy number they got they throw in there? And I've been seeing a lot of that stuff lately, and when I see it, I just automatically go in there and block the number, block the email or whatever.
It's an ugly world out there, and, you know, these hackers, you know, they know who to prey on and what tools to use to do that. So we have to be very alert.
Well, we've got another caller on the line, and I know this lady here knows she's smart enough not to do all this stuff. So here we go. Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I would just like to say I am so proud of our school districts that think that advanced math is such an important subject to teach. That means they're trying to do away with that kind of stuff, because we need American students to know about advanced math and the STEM programs. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have you been, Denise, to somewhere where when the power goes out, they have to add, subtract, multiply, and divide in their head? And they can't do it?
Yeah.
The kids can't.
Yeah, they got a calculator.
Mm-hmm. They can't do it. Yep. Unbelievable.
They can't do it. They don't know how to count back. I get it. Well, there's an organization here in Florida, which I've been helping since it kind of got started, called Moms for Liberty. And Moms for Liberty, I'm in that group over there, and I kind of stay quiet until I see somebody needs some help. But they are looking at documents. They are having these meetings, physical meetings, meet and greets, speeches. Now they're passing out tangible things. They're reporting county by county, school district by school district, not only on critical race theory, but when it comes to masks, and to other things that are being taught and or not being taught. So Florida is, we've got some parents here that are very, very aggressive. They're looking at the syllabus. They're looking at age groups. They're looking at really all of the things. So very, very happy with momsforliberty.org.
Now, Biden policies are exciting some people. They're sounding the warning signal, Stephen Moore, one of them, that it could derail the COVID economic recovery. What do you think about all this?
Well, look, the marketplace is not only is it the marketplace, meaning companies, but it also means the consumers. They will drive the recovery. Government just needs to stay out of the way. And that means continuing to pass these ridiculous bills that are in the trillions of dollars. But here's the one thing a lot of people are not talking about, and that was late last week. Janet Yellen was calling for a raise of the debt ceiling again.
Yeah.
So in some of these bills, they're going to insert that, raising the debt ceiling in order to get these bills passed. So they're still playing the games with us. And Steve Moore is right. This is going to hurt. In some cases, you know, we've seen inflation already. And I would say that the inflation is going to get worse, and that's the warning bell that Steve Moore and several others, even some Democrats, like Larry Summers, are also saying it's here, ladies and gentlemen. Wall Street is saying the same thing. So I don't know how you can rein in any of this spending and proposed spending. I have no idea.
Now, what do you think about this one? American gun violence has showed no signs of abating. We know that, especially in the big blue cities. We know that, too. But it seems now that some Democrats in those big blue cities have said, whoa, wait a minute. We want to put some of the money back in the police force because we need more officers out in the streets. And we need to do something because crime is just running rampant, and we don't know why.
It's a really very tired subject, but they're certainly rethinking this, and the one thing that's at issue here, I would say at the hub, is nobody's talking about are the gangs.
Yeah.
My younger son actually sent me a text message the other day, and he wanted to know how many gangs or how big the gangs were in Chicago. So I did a cursory look, and in 2019, there were 171,000 gang members in Chicago. So then he asked me, what about Atlanta? Well, Atlanta has 81,000. So this cat that actually killed a police officer that ended up in Florida, and then they tracked him down.
He caught him in a treehouse in Atlanta. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And he was part of a gang.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the FBI? They have a gang unit.
Yeah, and so do all these sheriff's units around. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I would also say, look, why isn't Antifa classified as a gang? And why are we not cleaning up Portland? As long as Portland continues to do what Portland's doing, which is, I don't know what's left of the city, all these other gang members across the country are looking and say, hey, we can get by with this. The police make the arrests whenever they can, if they're allowed to. But then you've got these liberal district attorneys that won't prosecute, and these arrests are, and these cats get arrested, they're given a piece of paper, no bail, and they're released in 24 hours.
Right. Okay, well, we got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel, so have yourself a great day, and don't work too hard.
That's right.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she writes, FoundersCode.com. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supporters of a bipartisan infrastructure bill agreed to last week by a group of 10 senators are confident in their ability to bring both sides of the aisle together over the proposal, even after remarks by President Biden that seemed to tie the more than $1 trillion bill to a larger Democrat-backed spending package. The president has since walked those comments back. Senator Bill Cassidy says those non-core infrastructure portions of the larger bill could cost both of them support. The Louisiana Republican tells NBC's Meet the Press that it's important not to lose the possible benefits of the bipartisan bill.
It'll probably sink both. This infrastructure bill is good for America, for all Americans. It is going to make us more productive. It's going to create lots of jobs. If you sink both, we lose the advantage of that which is in our hand, which is this infrastructure bill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Last week, Bo was here in the studio and answered your questions, and he told me the very next day he got some calls, and that's great. And we will let you hear all about them right about now. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you and train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. One of them is in Concord, Mass., which is right outside the city of Boston. The other one happens to be in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard, Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay, and they're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, Florida. So, there you go. Now, that being said, the best way to find out about the National Aviation Academy is to come and take a tour of one of their campuses. Now you get a choice. You can go to the one in Concord, Mass., or you can go to the one here in Clearwater, Florida. Whichever one you go to, the number to call is the same, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. Now, if you want to check them out online, you can do that, too, by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. But I think the best thing for you to do is to take the tour. So give them a call at 800-659-2080 and take the tour. Now, in military news, of course, the military is involved in the rescue and recovery efforts, as they should be, down there in Miami. FEMA's been activated. All the assets have been brought in, including a numerous amount of military assets available to civilians. And Israel is sending their home front command delegation of 10 reservists whose specialty it is to do building collapses. And, of course, they have a lot of that with the bombings and whatnot over there. And Israel's United Hatzalah will also send psychological assistance teams over there, a couple of them, to help out the people down in Surfside, because there's a tremendous amount of grief down there. And, of course, the Jewish folks have a little different procedure they go through. Grieving is grieving, but it's a whole lot different story. I've seen what they do when the Jewish groups get together, and that's what this is going to be. By the way, the Prime Minister, Mr. Bennett, spoke to the governor of our state, Ron DeSantis, and offered whatever kind of help he can give. So that's our good friends in Israel offering to help out again, which I would expect nothing less, and neither would you, probably. All right, so let's go to the news here. The U.S. is confirming that they plan on keeping about 650 troops in Afghanistan after the initial withdrawal. Now, roughly 650 troops are expected to remain in Afghanistan to provide security for diplomats after the main American military force completes its withdrawal, which is set to be largely done in the next couple of weeks. We'll let you know how that progresses. In addition, when Joe Biden met with the Afghan leaders last week, he once again promised them American support and a bunch of money and a bunch of equipment. Now, they're probably going to be training some of the Afghani forces outside of Afghanistan, perhaps in Qatar, is what we're hearing. Maybe somewhere else, too. And we'll see how all of this works out, because most everybody I have talked to, military, is telling me that they expect Afghanistan to fall within about 60 to 90 days tops. And I believe they're right. It's a shame, but the military just doesn't want to do what they want to do, and we're going to go back to the old warlord style where the different districts are going to be run by a warlord. And they'll have all these different factions there fighting amongst themselves, which will make it even more interesting. So we'll see what happens. Now, the AUMF authorization is about ready to go away, because it looks like as if the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is going to take up the bipartisan measure to repeal the 1991 and 2002 war authorizations for both Iraq and a later one in Afghanistan. Now, it'll probably take till about mid-July to get this on the calendar and to get it even talked about. So we'll see how this all works out. In addition, indirect U.S. negotiations are going on right now with Iran over reviving the 2015 nuclear deal. Now, the U.S. is saying that this cannot go on indefinitely without some sort of success. And there's been a completion of the sixth round talks in Vienna. Not sure what's been said. They're being very tight-lipped about this. But I don't see Iran stopping their centrifuges, and that's what part of this has got to be. They got to stop mass producing these nuclear centrifuges.
which are supposed to be of much better quality, perhaps weapons grade. And again, that's all part of what's been going on here, thanks to Joe Biden. Now, let's not forget that we had an incident last week with a British warship, and the Russians off the coast of Crimea in the Black Sea. And we've got two different versions of what happened. The British are saying that no one fired on their ship, that they turned away on their own. The Russians are saying that they not only fired on the ship, but they dropped a couple of bombs to make sure that it would steer clear of a certain area. Now, again, Britain is saying this didn't happen, and the Russians are saying it did. So, who do you believe? Well, I think I'd take the Brits on this one, because I think if they had bombs dropped against their ship, I think they would have blown the plane out of the sky, number one. And number two, if they'd had somebody firing shots across their bow from the shoreline, I believe they probably would have fired back. That's just my thinking, but then what do I know? But I think those are the orders that the Brits have got. I know those are the orders the Americans have got. We can't defend ourselves unless we're fired upon first, so we'll see. We'll see. But again, leave it to the Brits, right? And let's not forget that as the American troops come home, they aren't necessarily just coming home. They're being reassigned to other areas in the region, not necessarily right there next door in, say, Jordan or Turkey or whatnot. But they're being reassigned in the region, and we'll see what happens next. Now, you might remember, and I'm going to talk about this with Chris Markowski, former President Donald Trump kicked off his 2022 campaign rally Saturday night in Ohio, Wellington, Ohio. Had a big crowd there. We're going to have a big crowd in Sarasota on Saturday, I'm sure, when he comes to talk at 8 o'clock at night at Robarts Arena. And I can tell you right now, there's going to be more tickets given out than there will be seats. Always the case. But they'll have something set up outside as well as inside. So get there early if you want to get inside. Alrighty. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. Hope you're having a great morning so far.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has had a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, a 345-horsepower engine standard, plus some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, which I love, especially if you got a bad back. Now, let's also mention to everybody that Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery, and their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Now, your Moss Acura comes with the Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who you serve, you save in that program for active duty veterans, active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide, slap open for you on additional savings. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Listen, unemployment numbers are falling, surprise, surprise, in states where they've cut the $300 additional jobless benefit.
There's a shocker.
As we all know, starvation is a wonderful motivator. getting people back, oh, gee, you don't get that free money anymore. Gee, I may have to go out and work so I can, you know, put food on the table. Shocker how that worked out.
Yeah, and a lot of people are not going back necessarily to their old jobs. They're taking the highest paid jobs available to them.
This is across the board. This is actually even happening with people changing jobs. You know, certain businesses are, oh, you know, we want you to come back, you know, to work 5 days a week and, you know, get back to the old commute. And people are like, no, I don't want to do that anymore. There's other options. And other companies are being a little bit more flexible. And you could say, hey, you can come into work at the office maybe 1 or 2 days a week and work from home the other three. So, yeah, it's making for a competitive job market, to say the least.
Okay, we've got the unofficial mayor of Clearwater on the phone here. Good morning, Mike. What's your question for Chris Markowski?
Chris, I brought it up earlier in the show, but I'll bring it up to you because I want to see your response. I told the captain I ordered a pizza yesterday, last night. Normally, not too long ago, it was a $12 and change pizza and with the delivery. Last night when I ordered it, it went up to $15 that they wanted in change. So that was a 20% increase right there with inflation. But my thing, Chris, for the folks that are on fixed incomes, I mean, what are they going to do? Because I was telling the captain they're getting screwed with the consumer price index because that's not an accurate peg to base this on. That doesn't even take into consideration the price of food. So I don't know what they're going to do about the Social Security, but they need to change it because a lot of people are going to be squeezed out, and they're just not going to be able to afford to eat anymore if things keep going up the way they are. So what do you say, sir? Thank you so much.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Pretty much the same thing I've been saying for a long time, is that people are going to have to reevaluate just the entire concept of retirement and what it means and when you're going to be able to retire. And inflation's been around for a while, and the consumer price index has been wrong for a while. Trying to peg Social Security to that is a mistake. Social Security was never designed to be a cure-all for retirement, and that's
correct.
Your only basis when it comes to income, and that's unfortunately for many people what it's become. It can't be that way. If they were to actually increase Social Security to the rate where I believe inflation is at over 10%, how in the world would they even come up with the money for that? I mean, it would be just impossible. Inflation is a major, major issue right now. We've been told by the powers that be that it's great that interest rates are at lows. It's not great for people who live on a fixed income. It's not great for people that want to put money away and save because you're losing money day in, day out. The value of your dollar continues to go down. Yes, this is a major issue, and I don't see it going in the opposite direction. They constantly insult our intelligence with these ideas that it's transitory and it's not that big of a deal or it's not really there. We all know it. We all see it. We all feel it.
Now, I heard somebody talking over the weekend at the gun show about there was a proposal somewhere in the works. They couldn't remember who it was. But somebody in Congress, probably a Democrat, said that we need to start taxing the people on Social Security a lower percentage, but start taxing them to get revenue back because there aren't enough people working to take care of those that aren't working anymore.
Well, that's been the case for a while. I mean, prior to COVID, that was the reality, the amount of people paying into Social Security via the amount of people that were actually receiving it, and the demographic numbers have changed for a long time here in this country. I mean, some of the solutions are, oh, we need to raise,
right,
you know, Social Security. That to me is not fair. I mean, the amount of money that I'm putting into Social Security, I'll never get that money back. This is, you know, by any stretch. If I was to come up with an investment program, a savings program designed like Social Security, I'd go to jail. I would go to jail. It's a tax. I mean, I'm not going to get anywhere close to the money that I put into it, you know, unless I live to be 200. Okay, so that's just patently absurd. So yeah, it can't be a system. I know people, you know, love it. We tried to, you know, redo it a little bit. George W. Bush, it would have been his really great policy initiative back in 2004 to have separate accounts where some of the money would go in and it could be invested in the markets. But, you know, we're not there yet.
Yeah, and I understand that Social Security was never designed to be a retirement tool. It was designed to be a temporary help or a temporary source of income while people aligned their retirement as to what they were going to do, because people in the old days had bank savings accounts. They did buy stocks. They did buy savings bonds. For example, I bought savings bonds, and I was surprised when I cashed them in a number of years ago, and my dad left some for me. He had like maybe $5,000 or $6,000 face value savings bonds, and they were worth like $40,000 when he passed away, and I got those.
Well, they had a much more realistic rate of return. Those savings bonds and you know, investing in government bonds today, it's useless. You're losing money. I talk about this a lot. I said, you know, I've been in this business for a long time. I can go back to when I first started. It was 30 years ago. That, you know, a 10-year treasury could get you, you know, if you work hard and you had even a blue collar or a government job and you were prudent throughout your life and you saved money and you put money away. And let's say you retire with $1 million after working 30, 40 years, whatever it may be, you could see $70,000 a year tax free on that by, you know, buying treasuries. Now you'll get $14,000. So it's a big difference. You couple that with inflation. What's $14,000 going to get you on $1 million over the course of a year? That was $70,000 without going into your principal. That's just a, you know, an interest payment. My grandfather had CDs that paid him 13% because basically the price of money was going along with inflation. It's not the case anymore. There's a complete disconnect.
Now, finally, video games, the video games industry, their PIOs are reporting that they faced wave after wave after wave of cyber attacks during the height of the COVID pandemic.
But cyber attack, these things have been around for a while, and it's obviously a big business moving forward. And you and I have talked about this, and quite frankly, the need to be a little bit smarter in regards to how we secure, especially certain pieces of really essential infrastructure, energy, water, things of that nature, and actually getting some of these things offline, internal systems rather than having any sort of external ability to get in and do harm to these things.
Yeah. By the way, you going to be around Saturday for Donald Trump when he comes to Sarasota?
Oh, I'm not going to be interested. It's crazy summer for me. Graduation this past weekend, lacrosse tournaments all weekend, but looks like that'll be fun.
All right. Well, you take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. The Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, check it out. Get a lot more information about what it is that he does. He can help you out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.